Welcome Louise, everybody. Louise is going to come up. I was chatting to Louise recently, and it turns out that God is doing some phenomenal things in Corby. And I thought you needed to hear about some of the things that are happening. So I've asked Louise if she would share some of the exciting things that are happening, just so that you can be encouraged and also pray for Louise as God uses her in all sorts of different areas. So you know, obviously you know that on a Sunday we run kids groups and you see the registration team, and you know that we provide excellent children's work here on a Sunday, and Louise heads up that team. But there are other strands to the family life ministry that you perhaps don't know about, and I just wanted to give Louise an opportunity today just to give glory to God for some of the things that are happening. So Louise, you told me some of the partnerships that are opening up for you across this town and area. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, praise God. Thank you. The last 2 years since I've been in this role, just been an absolute privilege to see doors opening left, right and centre, really. And really are seeing the fruit of many years of prayer that have gone before. And I'm really blessed to be able to see some of that now, that those seeds that have been sown being harvested. And over the last couple of years, I've had great privileges in developing relationships with lots of different professionals across the town of Corby, professionals who are working with families each and every day, and seen real favour upon the church in being able to develop those relationships. And so I sit on something called a locality advisory board, which is coordinated by the children's centres and has representatives from social care, from the police, from the health visitors, midwives, from the children's centres, voluntary sector, lots of different boards, and I get to be there and represent the church and unashamedly be the voice of the church in the town of Corby, which is incredible. And as a result of those partnerships, those relationships, God has opened many doors over the last couple of years. So as part of my role as well, you may not know this, that I'm also an area coordinator for Care for the Family. And Care for the Family are a national charity who have been going for about nearly 30 years now, I think, in strengthening family life. And in my role as an area coordinator, I'm licensed to be able to deliver a full range of courses. Primarily the Time Out for Parents courses, which you would have seen advertised, hopefully, and heard advertised through the church. And we've just seen the most phenomenal response to these courses and demand. And so we've now run 6 of these courses in the last 16 months, every single one of them out in the community in partnership with professionals. And so partnering with the children's centres, partnering with Homestart, and we've got more planned coming up. And at the moment, the demand is outweighing what we can supply, which is just incredible, and we praise God for that. And the Time Out for Parents courses, developed by Care for the Family, are aimed at any parent of any faith, no faith, little faith, whatever, wherever they are on their journey. But I always describe it as a bit of a kind of a rock, really, a stick of rock, and running through it all those beautiful Christian values of grace and love and compassion, and so lots of what we talk about. The main aims of them are to really build strong relationships within the family and to build confidence as a parent. And so, you know, it is just the most incredible privilege. As a consequence, we're actually training a second facilitator in the autumn, so that from the new year, we as a church can deliver 2 parallel courses at the same time, which is amazing. And then that's kind of one strand. We've also been working with the midwives as part of their antenatal classes. So when you're waiting to have a baby and you go along to what they now call parent craft classes. And every 5 weeks, I have the privilege of going in and speaking to the parents that are there about looking after their couple relationship when baby's born, and putting in some really good strategies and tools to be able to prepare them for the time that's coming. And that's something now that we're part of the regular cycle and we've got opportunities to work together moving forward. So I could go on and on. There are just so many opportunities.
It confused me the first time Louise said she was going to an antenatal class. I phoned Garrel just to check. So isn't it wonderful that the church are representing And the church are now the go-to people to provide parenting courses in Corby. How awesome is that? Louise, you're also very proactive in building relationships across the churches. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
So I think, you know, the whole, just really to give praise and glory to God for unity, really, that's the word over the last couple of years, as we've seen in professionals, but also across the church as well. So God really placed on my heart a desire to bring together people who are doing similar role to myself in the churches across Kettering, Corby, and now it's kind of gone beyond that as well. And there is a group of us, a cluster of us from all different denominations that meet monthly, and we meet together every month. We gather, we talk, we share stories, we give praise to God, we pray for one another, we support one another, but also we've also had opportunity to work together. So for example, at Easter we were able to work together to deliver something called Experience Easter in Cottingham School, which was a whole prayer day with different prayer stations, and that was multi-denominational, which was just so exciting to see. But we're also looking at ways that we can move forward and not duplicate on what we're doing, but look for gaps and train up specific people to provide specific opportunities, really. And so we've really come together as a group, and we've now got people from Market Harbour coming over to join us as well. So praise God, there is just so much, there is such a hunger for the church to be working together and in unity and as one body, and that's amazing.
And unity is really what God's doing at the moment, isn't it? And bringing people together across the churches, because what God's going to do in Corby is going to be bigger than any one church, and we're expecting God to do amazing things. Just one thing finally. So we see Sunday mornings here, and the kids going out to their groups, and they have a wonderful time. We see the Tiny Treasures parent and toddler group on a Monday. We see the family feast. We see all of these parenting courses. Tell us how they all overlap. What evidence do you have of how they kind of work together?
Yeah, okay, so I read a great quote this week that just, you know, when you just read something and you think, oh yeah, that's it, you know. And it was a great quote that just said, the purpose of the church is to rewrite the story of the city. And I just thought, wow, I love that. You know, that is what we do. That as a church, that's what we exist to do. We exist to rewrite the story of the city. So a lot of what we're doing in terms of family life is meeting people right where they are at the moment. We can't expect people to come to us. You know, we need to get out there. We need to be amongst people, loving them just as they are and building relationship. And everything that I've talked about is about relationships. It's about building relationships. It's about loving God and loving people, isn't it? And so that's the most important thing. And as you can probably tell from some of the things I've talked about, there's a lot of families that we've come into contact with and that we're working with and supporting. I think the most important thing is that we go, you know, with the good news, don't we? We have the privilege of being hope bearers, of being Jesus bearers to these people. But that's not necessarily what they see it as. You know, they don't necessarily know what it is that we bring that's a little bit different. And so I think for me, it's about being unashamedly, you know, honest about who we are and the good news that we have. But through relationship and through meeting people where they are. And so we have, I'll just tell you a very quick story of a woman who's been to three of our Time Out of Parents courses over the last year. And we came to the end of the most recent course, and she got quite emotional at the end of the course. And she said, I'm not quite sure. She said, I'm not quite ready to give this up yet, but I'm just not quite sure what it is. And I just thought, you know, she was hungry. She can see, you know, that there's more, that there's hope for something different for her family and for those lives to be transformed, for kingdom living to be there. And so it's providing all those opportunities. I always talk about it a little bit like a menu for people. You know, we need to have a menu for people. People aren't just going to come and fit into a mold, are they? They want to know, what does this look like for me? What's in it for me? What can I, you know, plug into and find out a little bit more about? And so that's really exciting to have all those different opportunities for people to come along.
And so we've seen some people from some of the parenting courses at Penguin come along to the family feast, and some people from the family feast come along on a Sunday from time to time. And it just feels like through relationship, there's a folding into community, which is really, really exciting. I would like us to pray for Louise and for the ministry. We've got the Hope Kids ministry and the Family Life ministry, and the two go side by side. And so I wonder if you could, just with the person sitting next to you, just pray for a couple of minutes for this amazing opportunity that's before us, and that God's hand would be upon Louise and the team as they serve Jesus and walk through the doors into these new opportunities right across the town.
And just one more thing, you know, if anything that I've said this morning has just really stirred your heart or just really excited you, and you know God's just doing something and you're not quite sure what that looks like, please come and speak to me. I would love to speak to you about that.
Great. Just for a couple of minutes then, let's pray. Thank God. Father, thank you that you are so, so good, Father. And we just, we're not even clever enough to know what you're doing yet. But Father, we see all of these amazing things, these strands of different churches reaching out to the community in different ways, and different ministries having different impacts, and just how you seem to be knitting it all together, Lord God. It's just so awesome, Father. And we just pray, Lord God, for salvations. Father, we pray for people to meet you, to know you, to love you, to follow you. Lord God, we pray for whole families to be helped and to be healed. Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, that kingdom values can be put to work, Father, in broken homes, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will do such a remarkable work across Corby, Father, that the marriages that looked hopeless, Father, will be restored. And Father, where children are estranged from their parents, Lord God, Father, that you will turn the hearts of children back to their parents. Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will do such a remarkable work that, Father, no other agency, no other body could have done it, Lord God. It would have had to have been a supernatural move of God. And Father, so we pray, Lord God, right across this town, would you move by your Spirit? And Father, would you continue, Father, to link up all of these strands, Father, of the kingdom of God, Father, and do what only you can do. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.